Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you for joining us on this 21st day of February 2010. And I want to go ahead and open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we'll get you up and on the air on the cybersecurity takeover, on Obama claiming, first, that you couldn't defeat his government takeover of healthcare, now that it's dead, but that it's been reborn. I've got government-sponsored terror, a new big development coming up that's been declassified. We're also going to get into Ron Paul winning the presidential straw poll at CPAC, why that is so important. And obviously, we're going to get into Joe Stack and some new developments on that front as well. 888-201-2244. And we will get you up and on the air right now. I was just ranting and raving about the illegal aliens being above the law. And I've got some more to say about that later, but it just illustrates how this entire system is a double standard, selectively enforced fraud. The government is a criminal enterprise. That's coming up. Some of the other news that we're going to be covering concern Iran. And that dovetails, of course, with the fact that the majority of Republicans, I mean, he won the straw poll at CPAC, which is a big deal. Well, I thought they're pro-war. And they say if you're a conservative, you're supposedly for war. Of course, that's a fraud. Also, Citigroup, one of the biggest banks out there, warns customers it may refuse to allow withdrawals of your own cash for a week. And they're saying that the banks across the border are saying, the federal government's saying that your money market, which is considered just a standard savings account, is not protected as well. I'm going to go ahead and go to a call right now. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hey, you're not a 9/11 truther. You are the 365 truther. For Friday, Joyce Riley had a quote from a newscast from your prior local Fox affiliate where he was interviewing somebody on scene, a spokesperson. And he asked, how come more people weren't hurt? And he said, well, they hadn't shown up for work yet. And he goes, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. What do you mean they didn't show up for work yet? Oh, well, they work in shifts. So he didn't push it any further. And then Joyce goes, yeah, that's the ticket. Nobody was
shifts. Send us that video clip. What was the name of that video clip?
Joyce Riley talked about it Friday morning.
Guys, go to YouTube and try to find it. Workers at IRS building in Austin told not to go to work. That should pull it up. I know we have KXAN, the NBC, where they were saying that the emergency crews were there beforehand. And then I talked to a bunch of callers who were witnesses to the same thing. Sounds pretty suspicious now that Joe Stack's family is doubting suicide note was written by him, Associated Press.
Yeah, and most state workers, I had never heard of shift work, but if it is, it would start usually at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, not at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, exactly. In a shift like that, you'd have the first shift at about 7, because they do this sometimes to miss traffic. The next would be at about 11, because they normally stager it that way, 10 or 11. And the next one, they'd come in at about 1. Because some of those places with audits and things, squeezing people around the clock, it wasn't auditing, Senator, do go to 6, 7 at night. But still, very, very suspicious. We will look into that. Anything else?
Yeah, just I was thinking that you could make up for a T-shirt. I know you have plenty of stuff to deal with, but I'm a 365 truther. Help me tear the mask off.
Yeah, that's a good term. I mean, look, Dave, I appreciate your call. That's all I do. I don't weigh, will this hurt me? Will this hurt my show? Will this be popular? I say, what's the truth? That was a controversial interview with Jim Trafficant. But I looked at his case. He's right about what happened to him. He's right. So I have him on. We just try to tell the truth. Let the chips fall where they may. We'll be right back in 60 seconds to continue the second hour of the Sunday edition, PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind, and you don't have to subscribe to what I say or what I believe. But you better realize government's gotten too big. Big corporations finance it. They control the left and the right, and things are only going to get worse until we wake up to that fact. Now, I want to go to Mark, Leo, Jim, George, Patrick, Chris, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. But let me now blitzkrieg through some other important news first. I just wanted to finish up what I got to at the end of the last hour with the illegal aliens. Why is it important that 30 million illegals, and it's more than that, the media says 15, 16, the actual census shows it's more than that. If their criminals come up here from all over the world, if multiple governments, not just Mexico, are issuing their own IDs that our own banks and 800-plus sanctuary cities accept, that they can then get fake welfare through that bankrupt society, if they're allowed to drunk drive, not have insurance, engage in crimes, and just be let go, even when they kill people. This is on record. It comes out here and there, but nothing's ever done about it. This is an illegal issue. I've had the Austin police chief in studio, and he said, well, if we aren't nice to these illegals and kind of leave them alone, then they won't report to us when crime happens. What type of twisted logic is that? Justice be done, may the heavens fall. He says he takes your blood without a warrant to stop drunk drivers. But then they let the drunk driving illegals go, and this is all over the country. This is not about that. The globalists want the illegals here to drive down wages and bankrupt the country, and as a political group to grow, that'll pull the lever for gun control and open borders and tyranny. Our military is predominantly made up of foreigners in many units now, and the police forces are hiring illegals. That's in the Associated Press. Many of the CPS workers in the U.S. and England are foreigners. They're just bringing in their foreign army. Like in the Revolutionary War, they brought in Hessian troops from Germany. It's illegal. The government can't selectively enforce laws and then throw the book at the milk cow citizens. The truth is, citizens are seen as stupid dollar signs because we are stupid and lazy and arrogant and only care about football. You better start caring about real issues. That's why you're losing your job. That's why you're going bankrupt. That's why your 401k is down by 40%, because you can't sit there sucking your thumb on the easy chair and not have criminals take over your life. It's called tyranny. Wake up and grow up to it. You know, they could have a policy, but it would still be illegal. They have to pass a law that, well, if illegals are illegals at their homes, that's how it started 20 years ago, and call for a robbery or a rape, we won't arrest you or call ICE. But then it grew out of that too. You can drunk drive. You can stab. You can kill. You can rob. You can murder. You can get fake welfare and welfare fraud. You can get free power and never pay the bill. You can get bank accounts with no ID, but citizens have got to have 3 or 4 forms. It's discrimination. And I'm against discrimination. You know, the media says, oh, we can't talk about the illegals. You know, Mecha and La Raza are their big PR firms at the Fortune 500 funds. Mecha's motto means, and of course, La Raza's motto, La Raza means the race. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And listen, let's get something straight here. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, as long as you're a constitutionalist and love freedom. And going out to the gun show yesterday, half my fans are Hispanic, and I know that. I love Hispanic people. They're great Americans. They're angry. They're the ones losing their jobs, just like everybody else who's Americans or getting their pay cut. You can't have illegals here that are above the law sucking everything dry. The country's collapsing. Gallup poll. 79% of Hispanics want to shut down the borders and deport the illegals, but the media runs this hoax of, oh, you know, Hispanics, you can't be against open borders or Hispanics will vote against you. What? 79% of Hispanic Americans who are citizens want to, because they know it's destroying their life, and it's lawless. It's discriminatory. Okay, I'm ranting. Coming up, I'm going to take a bunch of calls at the end of this segment and the next, and then I'm getting into Joe Stack, the kamikaze attack, and the new developments on that front. And then I've got a declassified State Department document, a new one that just came out last week. And I tell you, such a great reporter. We carry all this stuff. George Washington blog is what the site's called. Foreign Relations, 1961, 1963, Volume X11, American Republics. This is declassified, the plan to stage terror attacks. The point is this is before Operation Northwoods that Kennedy said no to. So we're going to go over that. Also, Ron Paul wins presidential straw poll at CPAC, why this is so important. But right now, let's start jamming in some calls, all 20 of them. Okay, Roberto in Saudi Arabia, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Alex, I appreciate your show. I just want to let you know you have a small group of people here, Saudi nationals, including some Americans, that listen to your radio show. I take the podcast to work and keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. So the folks over in Saudi Arabia are listening.
Oh, absolutely. I take my device in, and they listen to your podcast that I get off the internet down here.
What do they think of the show?
They love it. They see a lot of the people here are real peaceful. I work with a bunch of Sunnis in the Air Force, and they love your show. They understand what is happening, and they're actually rooting for you and rooting for us.
Well, God bless you. Anything else, Roberto?
No, sir. Other than you're pretty much right about everything.
Oh, from what you've seen over there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, the Saudis need to know that after the globalists are done using them to take down Iran, and this has even been proposed by the Pentagon, they plan to take down Saudi Arabia using Muslim extremists within the country. So, I mean, that's who they use. That's who Al-Qaeda is. And, you know, that's why we're the number one show. And I don't just say that, okay? I'm not into being number one. It's kind of scary. We are the number one radio show on the internet by heads and shoulders. I mean, number one, conservatively, over 1.5 million people a week just listen to the free podcast and the internet streams and the other big upload sites. That's us just checking the numbers at Alexa, at Shoutcast, and a lot of other places to integrate the different feeds we've got. And now with the new free iPhone app, it's free at Infowars.com. Free. It's 5-star rating with what, over 200 ratings now? The other day I said it said 200 and something. Over 200, and I mean, no one else has got 5-star. Do you see anybody with 5-star? 5-star rating, and we're working on other apps. Don't worry. Free. We are going to have a PrisonPlanet.tv app, but that's going to cost us a lot more to make. That will be for PrisonPlanet.tv members, where you get the live video feed of my radio show. A whole other dimension. Video clips, the documents, the articles, everything. PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, see them there first. My book, Paul Watson's book, in April. It will be 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv up and running. And I want to thank my great crew. So it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of a cup of coffee twice a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. And your membership, it takes 1 minute to sign up. You just create your new username and passcode. Boom, you're on. And we've got it. We're 6 passcodes. One passcode can be used by 6 different people at one time. How does that work? What's that connected to? The IP address, or is it just connected to that passcode being used separately? How is it? One of my IT guys is in there. I don't know. The point is, 6 people can simultaneously log on. Don't share it with too many people, or it'll lock you out while the six people are on. As soon as somebody gets off, you can get on. And we do that because I buy so much bandwidth, and it ends up costing me about $10,000 extra a month to let you share it. But we do it because the mission is to get it out to more people. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we couldn't do all this IT stuff without the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, we're going to break. We're going to come back with more calls. But a lot of people are calling me in Texas saying, hey, I love the article about you, the feature cover story in Texas Monthly. Why don't you talk about it? I'm too busy, folks, to talk about me. Though I will talk about Alex Jones in response to The Statesman, The New York Daily News, The London Guardian, and about 10 other big newspapers attacking me, claiming I supported Joe Stack. That's slander. I could own you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 27, 2007, gold, 829.80-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter. That's $854.56, $421.10, and $210.55. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
To give you a gauge of how big this radio show is, we have a computerized phone system that can take about 100 calls at once. My call screener, we don't screen them, he just takes their name and where they're calling from, opens the phone system up for about 2 seconds, and 30, 40 calls come in. Now, we've got 18 on the line right now. That's how many he's gotten to. Another 20 or so that are sitting there on hold. I'm going to try to get to all of you, but each one of you's got 1 minute, please, because I want to get into the kamikaze attack. You know, I'm a public figure, and there's a high burden of proof on libel, slander, defamation for public figures. But if you do something to hurt someone deliberately, knowing it's not true, you will lose in court. Now, I've actually sued people before for libel and slander. I'm not litigious. And I'm so busy that I just let people do it and ignore it. But it's getting out of control. Remember when Oklahoma City got bombed, they blamed it on Rush Limbaugh? Well, that's now happened with this attack in Austin. I mean, so many newspapers, I can't even read them all. The Statesman was the most deceptive. That's in Austin. Social media speeds up news gathering and plane crash aftermath. And it says the Austin-based website InfoWars, owned by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, had speculated the manifesto was a hoax. No, we just said we don't know if it's real when we first discovered it. We said, who knows if this is real? Later in the day, InfoWars itself was inaccessible. Not true. InfoWars was part of a flood of quickly sprouting blog posts and Facebook pages examining theories such as Austin, Texas plane crash was staged or supporting Stack's alleged point of view. And so the way it talks about InfoWars and then says supporting the point of view, that's done clearly. And then I got a bunch of other headlines saying Stack's rampage sounds like Alex Jones. Get rid of him. Kamikaze pilot Joe Stack, who crashed plane into Austin building, hailed by anti-government groups. Then it talks about Alex Jones and InfoWars.com. What? New York Daily? What? What? We always call for nonviolence here. I've been saying since it happened Thursday. And they were obviously tuning in that if he did do this on his own, it wasn't staged, that it was terrible. I mean, we can't be lawless just because the government is. Now, if it's like Hitler taking you to FEMA camps, that's another thing. Or Stalin or something, and it could get to that. But the point is, you can't just they've made a video game. Pull that up on screen. They've made a video game. I want to show TV viewers this. We've got it linked up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, on one of the big gaming sites, where you burn your house down with gasoline and then light it on fire and then get in the airplane and crash it into the building, and it says, justice is served. This isn't a joke. You know, the police shouldn't be able to just execute a citizen because they think they're bad. And citizens shouldn't be able to execute IRS workers. But I'll tell you this, people are upset and people are praising this guy all over radio, all over TV. I've heard him calling to talk radio on mainline talk radio. And the government should pay attention. The government needs to pay attention to the fact that they're pushing too hard, but that's probably what they want. They want to push too hard. They want to push people over the edge so they can then bring in NORTHCOM and Homeland Security. See, for those that want violence, the feds did stage Oklahoma City. They were clearly involved in 9/11. It's declassified. They staged over 200 terror attacks. That's coming up later. Some of those reports. Declassified. So if Hitler would stage attacks against himself and Stalin and Mao Zedong would do it to make themselves look like victims, should the people then be doing violent things against the government if that helps the government come down on peaceful people? It's wrong when a cop shoots an innocent person in the back, and it's wrong when Joe Stack, if he reportedly even did it, and his family's saying it's not true and they don't believe it, did this. Okay? We have to follow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and due process. We're about justice here. And I understand if he really did do it, he was cornered, he was angry, he was upset, and that's going to happen. And certainly the IRS, you know, makes people commit suicide. When a man dies, they take the woman's house, which he's an old lady. It's a horrible, criminal, lawless group. But does a secretary in a building deserve to die? The answer is no. All right, I'm done ranting about that until I actually get into the articles and the latest developments coming up in the next segment. But let's continue with calls. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Recently, I've invented a new way to exercise my Fourth Amendment rights on the Internet. Because the government is reading and storing our email, I've developed a free program that encrypts an email message and then embeds the encrypted message into a personal photo that you can send to your friend or associate.
Yeah, they've had that for 15 years, but I guess you invented a new one?
Well, I've got a program on there that uses 1917, the method that was used in 1917. You can then decrypt the original message from the picture. And I'd just like to get your opinion in general about opacifying our emails and other communications from groups like the feds.
My issue is, people say I have nothing to hide. I don't. It's not their right to be snooping and using that info. But no, I think it's good for people to use proxy servers and proxy surfing and all these other technologies that are out there. I think anything that makes it harder for these people to control our lives is better. That's why, and to break the law is better. They're breaking the law when they do this, but I appreciate your call, Mark. Send me an email about it. Leo in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon or good evening, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
I, first of all, would like to take the opportunity to hail you for your tremendous efforts that you've put forward.
Well, I want to hail the listeners who've made it all possible. It's you that has the power. Go ahead.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know that some weeks ago I had saw a program on a Channel 21, which is 2 here locally in Harrisburg, that had Patrick McGeegan, had a show on TV many years ago, exposing the Illuminati, and came forward and revealed their background, what they were doing, and actually was warning people of the effects if they continue to be able to do what they do. And it's people like you that are at least putting some wall up to stop them. And I just wanted to tell you something else real quick. When I was a kid, I got introduced to the John Birch Society, and I saw two films, one called Overview 1 and the other one Overview 2. And these two films exposed communism in the House and the Senate, which was like an offshoot from McCarthyism. And it wasn't shortly thereafter that they were able to put out over the airways that the John Birch Society was in effect anti-Semitic. And that was
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump. And of course, they're not. That's how they demonize any. I mean, if you say you don't want government health care, they say that's code for race now. But it's not working anymore. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's nice to speak to you again.
Good to talk to you, Jim. Speak up and go ahead.
Well, I would just like to say I have nothing but praise for you and your listeners. We're seeing Ron Paul winning in the polls now, which is something 10 years ago that was unheard of. We're seeing mainstream evangelical preachers waking up and telling the people that we only have to follow Romans 13 as long as our leaders are honorable. We're waking up in many, many ways, and I do have slight hopes now that I didn't have before, and I thank you for that.
Well, God bless you. Anything else?
Well, man, just keep up the good work, and I want all the supposed Christian people out there to wake up and realize that if we hadn't fought tyranny and evil, this country would have never existed in the first place.
Absolutely. Look how far we've come. The New World Order's on the run. They're going to stage terror attacks and try to shut down the web to stop us.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city. On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
I'm a free man.
The master,
I'm not a slave.
In the spring of
not the property of foreign bankers or corrupt governments.
But I am still alive.
The truth is rising. The people are awakening. The Republic is in great peril. We can save it. The United States can once again become a beacon of liberty and freedom worldwide against corruption. But you have to find that spirit again. The spirit of 1776. We're going to talk about the use of violence against corrupt government coming up in a few minutes. Firearms are powerful. But as many a historian and philosopher has said, the pen is mightier than the sword.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide.
For steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado.
A place called Boulder on the wild Colorado.
Oh, it's hard to turn off music that good.
I slipped and fell.
Only 2 of the highwaymen left. Willie Nelson and Chris Christopherson. Waylon Jennings, you're listening to, is gone. So is the man that's coming up, Johnny Cash. And we're going straight back to your calls and then into what happened in Austin on Thursday with the kamikaze attack.
I fly a starship
across the universe. And when he reaches the other side,
and when I reach the other side,
I'll find a place.
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. George, in Florida, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir. Welcome. Go ahead, George. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, Alex. Evidently, there was a problem with my phone. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
Hey, the question is, what's your reaction to the Glenn Beck speech on at the CPAC convention?
I haven't had a chance. I watched part of Ron Paul's CPAC and thought it was great. Of course, he won the straw poll. Look, I don't watch Glenn Beck that much. Every time I do, he puts a picture of Deborah Medina up next to Van Jones and says, and points at her and says she hates America. And he's a Benedict Arnold. He was for the bailouts, for the Patriot Act. Now he claims he's against the Patriot Act. The 30 seconds I did watch of the speech that I saw in another video this morning from CPAC keynote yesterday, he was lecturing everyone on cutting government and not having bailouts. I mean, look, I don't like attacking Glenn Beck, but he attacks real Americans, and I should be glad Glenn Beck's there because they would just kill me if they didn't have a fake Alex Jones out there. And a lot of media is now reporting. I mean, he literally lifts everything we do, but then twists it. I mean, what's your response to his CPAC?
Oh, you know, actually, Alex, when I was watching him, I thought it was almost word for word everything that you said. And, you know, over the different course of time that I've listened to you, I'm a Prison Planet TV member, so I get to see you live on your video streams. But anyway, it sounded a lot like yours. He's just a lot more polished, if you will. Not that you're not, but, he's got a lot more showbiz in there that he just polishes it up and makes it look really pretty. And the thing I'm going to ask you is, do you think there's any remote chance that you could get him on your show, or get on his turf and do an interview with him?
Listen, I appreciate your call. Glenn Beck doesn't want to elevate me, but I don't need to be elevated by Glenn Beck, okay? My information will stand 10 years from now. Look, here's the deal with Glenn Beck, okay? I happen to know people that know Glenn Beck and work with him. And he absolutely hates my guts. He's got at least five people watching everything we do, listening, making a show. I mean, it's confirmed that this is what programs his TV show. But then he twists it. He gets everybody's confidence talking about the New World Order. Again, Fox News denied it existed. Now they have to admit it exists. And then I got it from another source who was with Rick Perry, who's a household name, earlier in the week on Wednesday, that Rick Perry's worried about three people and so are the Republicans nationally. Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and Deborah Medina. Now, Medina, because if she wins, that sends a message of the type of Republicans that are going to get elected that are real conservatives, true anti-war. They hate Ron Paul because he's anti-war and a real conservative and will end the private Federal Reserve that finances the neocons. And they're mad at me because I'm the future of the media. And this comes directly from the highest levels, a household name, called me to warn me about this and that they're coming after us. Now, I said I'd go back to your calls. This is a big subject, a big issue. Folks, all I do is research this information. You know, take somebody on Fox who's really a good guy and consistent and a true constitutionalist like Judge Andrew Napolitano. We have him on all the time. He's a big fan of our show. He wants to come down and be in studio soon. That's great. He's consistent. I support him in his national show. I'm not after Beck because he has the biggest national show and is starting to eclipse Rush Limbaugh. It's not about that. I'm mad at him because he was nothing but a fake, vulgar shock jock doing potty humor. And in 2002, he started mimicking what I do, but twisting it. And at key points saying, arrest Ron Paul, you know, use anti-terror forces on him. His people are violent. Don't vote for him. When Ron Paul had a chance of winning the Republican nomination. He supported the banker bailout. He supports a value-added tax and sales tax with the income tax to pay the bankers. He said the bailout wasn't big enough and then lied about it 6 months ago and said he was against it till people pointed it out, and now he's apologized. I mean, this guy is a joke, but I don't want to talk about Glenn Beck anymore. I mean, I'm thinking about making a documentary online, a free one that just exposes him. But if I do it, I want to do it right and really expose him. I mean, the guy, look. And I don't want to sit here and fight with Clear Channel, folks, but they're attacking us, so I have to stand up. It turns out that the guy that heads Clear Channel gave $500,000, you know, the biggest contributor to Rick Perry. They staged that whole thing and say Deborah Medina's this 9/11 truther, cut her mic off, and then it turns out that Sarah Palin was interviewed by We Are Changer in Ohio and said she wants to do a 9/11 investigation. And he said, oh, that's it, she's dead politically, trying to stop her from winning. I mean, at key points, he's Benedict Arnold. Pull up Benedict Arnold in the encyclopedia. I want to read to people who Benedict Arnold was. One of the top generals, the number two general, the most successful after Washington, British agent the whole time. I mean, I know what Glenn Beck is. And I don't want to make my radio show about him, but, folks, we were in here Thursday night, and he was on the TV in the control room, and we were watching it, and he said, he put Deborah Medina up at the top where the bad guy area was on the chalkboard by Van Jones and then a couple of the Weatherman bombers and said, these people hate America, and pointed at her. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about here. I mean, it's just a lie, and I'm sick of it. I want real freedom. George Bush and Barack Obama worked for the same big banks. There was flawless integration between that. Have we forgotten what the Republicans did? If you want real change, folks, it's not coming from the Democratic Party. And it's not coming from the Republican Party outside Ron Paul, and I've privately begged him to run again. Here it is, Fox News. Ron Paul wins presidential straw poll at CPAC. Ron Paul, a Republican congressman from Texas, known for his libertarian views, ran for president in 08, but was never a serious contender for the GOP nomination because they said he wasn't serious. See, it's a mind trick. Ron Paul has ended Mitt Romney's three-year run as conservative's favorite for president, taking 31% of the vote in a conservative political action conference. His biggest competition got 22%. People want a pro-sovereignty, anti-war, real conservative. And that's why they're setting Glenn back up to try to bring Ron Paul down. Watch!
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. 1-800-295-1305. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbxtruck.com or call 866-295-5305. Hard and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbxtruck.com or call 866-295-5305 for Hard and Body Extract today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We are back live. I'm going to run through some news, try to jam in Patrick, Chris, Tony, Mike, and Herman, and others' calls. Stay with us. Benedict Arnold was a general during the American Revolutionary War. When they began the war in Continental Army, while he was still a general on the American side, he obtained command of the fort at West Point, New York, and plotted unsuccessfully to surrender it to the British. After the plot failed, he served in the British military. Benedict Beck. I mean, I don't need to see any more proof. I already know over and over again. This is what I do professionally, is understand this stuff. Now, shifting gears. Whatever really happened with Joe Stack in Austin, we're going to talk about that in a moment. What happened was wrong. But it does show the anger of the American people if he supposedly did it on his own. It's very suspicious. But I wanted to play this little short CNN clip. We got this guy coming up on Tuesday. He actually owns the house, built it, but they're saying because there's a lien on the home from the IRS, they're going to take it. And so he bulldozed his house. That's how you send a message that's nonviolent. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Took 3 years and 8 months to build it. It only took 2 hours to take it down.
You are looking at a home valued at well over $250,000 in Claremont County. This is how it looked until 2 weeks ago.
Be $2 million
today,
in Austin.
It is a pile of rubble covered by snow.
When I see that I owe $160,000 on almost a $350,000 home, and somebody decides they want to take it, and I wasn't going to stand for that, so I took it down.
You heard him right. He bulldozed his home. To say Terry Hoskins knows how to make a point is an understatement. IRS liens on Hoskins' carpet store and other properties led to River Hills Bank in New Richmond eventually coming after his home. What you might find strange is
they stated, even though, you know, Mr. Hoskins has never missed a payment on his house, it's cross-collateraled, so we can take that also.
Why on earth would someone bulldoze a $350,000 home? He tells me it's to send a message.
And hopefully from this, people will stand up and maybe, you know, call their bank and tell them, hey, listen, you know what? I'm not going to let you do this to me.
All right. Now, that's how you do it. That's how you send a message to these criminals who don't work through due process of the courts. We didn't have it till 1913. The average American didn't pay until the mid-50s. Kennedy cut taxes by 50% and revenues doubled. The government knows when they cut taxes, there's more money. They want to control your life. That's the program. It's about control. It's about monopolies. Now, the Joe Stack situation is very suspicious. I'd predicted a false flag in Austin. I don't know if this is it. We know the government does these, so we have to look at that. KXAN and other TV stations reported the emergency equipment was there before the strike, before the attack. The family told the Associated Press that they, and this is up on prisonplanet.com, we have a link to it if you want to find the article easily, that they don't believe he wrote it and had said nothing about this to anyone. So that's in the Associated Press. But he could have acted alone. I mean, multiple witnesses said they saw no pilot in the plane. You know, they kill the guy, bury him, have it take off, flying by remote control. That's in the declassified Operation Northwoods document. And now, up on prisonplanet.com, we have a link. We have a great article here. 9 months before Operation Northwoods, U.S. government planned to terrorize U.S. cities, pretext for war. Government leaders suggested false flag terror attack in Dominican Republic. They wanted to overthrow the Dominican Republic. They said, we'll put aircraft carriers and troops off their coast, bomb a U.S. embassy. But then the Bay of Pigs got launched, and they didn't do that. And Bobby Kennedy was involved. Here's the State Department, now declassified. Give me a close shot of that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For those that doubt governments can do something like this. And I have another big article up on the site with scores of examples of declassified reports where our government admits attacks they did carry out. Now, on the subject of Joe Stack and the kamikaze attack, 75% of Americans angry at government's current policies. Another Rasmussen, only 21% say government has consent of the governed. It obviously doesn't. The banks are looting us. Our government is lawless. We need to get it back and take the states back with people like Deborah Medina. If she wins, that sends a message nationwide. Already the numbers she's gotten, it sent a message for true libertarians, constitutionalists, patriots to run and take over the states and say no to the feds under the 9th and 10th Amendment. Read the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's there. It's our right to do this. Now, that said, look at these headlines. Does Austin plane crash pilot's rambling suicide note sound a lot like Alex Jones? True slant. Austin American Statesman implies that I supported him with no evidence and no quotes. In another disgusting article, New York Daily News, kamikaze pilot Joe Stack, who crashed plane into Austin building, hailed by anti-government groups. Then it mentions my name. Never hailed it. But hey, they don't stop there. Misleading headlines claim Scott Brown, the guy that just won in Massachusetts, sympathized with Austin, Texas kamikaze pilot. So Scott Brown, he's for it now. Not true, but Raw Story doesn't care. Now, it turns out he was not part of the Tea Party, and so that's disappointed the Obamanoids. But here's The Guardian, biggest paper in England. Austin, Texas, paranoid politics central. Joseph Stack's views don't fit neatly into the partisan politics of the U.S., but central Texas is where conspiracy theories take root. And the article mentions my name five times, six times, and says it's all my fault. I did this. Not the IRS abusing people, not the government out of control. And the larger question is it ever right to fight back against the government? And the government would say, no, you don't fight back against Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, Genghis Khan, you lay down. Well, we are the government in the United States, and I am for defending ourselves. But I am not for offensively going out without a judge, jury, or whatever. I want to take our states back. I want to start prosecuting criminals in government. I want to cut the size of government. But it is leading towards violent confrontation. More and more people, by the incredible mainstream media comments and reports and emails and talk radio calls I've heard supporting this. I was at the gun show, and half the people that came up to me, hundreds and hundreds yesterday, said, people are mad. People are getting ready to do more. And they want to believe Stack really did it, and they think it's great, a lot of them. And this is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists want to have violence. The internal Homeland Security and MIAC reports that we received from law enforcement beginning of 2009 stated, Homeland Security is really set up for the American people to suppress us so the foreign banks can rob us. They want this to happen. But I'll tell Homeland Security and the other people, these illegitimate, unconstitutional groups, who admit in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act this whole thing's set up to suppress the states going for legitimate states' rights. Not secession, like Perry says, to mischaracterize us, but for Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The states created the federal government, not the other way around. We're not just slaves to a federal government run by offshore interest. And so we need to take our states back peacefully, but they don't want that. They want to get a violent revolution going. Unemployment's well over 20% in real numbers. Things are very, very serious. We're in a lot of trouble as a society. And if people want to know the full story, visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the books, the videos, the materials. We've got Jesse Ventura's new book in, discounted at InfoWars.com. All these other great films and books. Your purchases and financial support make what we do here possible. And these are materials that can wake other people up. We're almost out of time. Let's jam in Patrick in Canada. Patrick, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to let you know that you're our hero up here in Vancouver. Everybody here knows what's going on. We know about all these dirty tricks, the false flag tricks. We know about when events like down in Austin happen.
The counterfeits like Glenn Beck.
Yeah, oh, we know about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, in my opinion, is just a piece of trash. Everybody up here can see through him. You've really inspired me. I've gotten off the bench for the big win. I've started my own webpage. It's www.infowarheroes.com. I'm telling everybody about it, and people are loving it. They love your documentaries. They love the movies. They're hungry for information, and you've gotten us really fired up here. If they try anything up here in Vancouver, we know what's going on. They're not going to get away with anything anymore.
God bless you, Patrick. I've seen the site. Looks good. Chris in Kentucky. Quickly, Chris.
Okay, Alex, I just want to say that I want to tell for the time that I was listening to InfoWars for a lot of time in your show, I was a volunteer firefighter, and I want to tell you something about fire behavior. The World Trade Center towers, those were oxygen-starved fires. That type of fire does not melt steel.
Well, Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but it fell on 9/11. Why didn't the Echelon building fall in Austin? And by the way, it was on the news. They were telling them it's going to fall because if there's a fire in a building, it falls now.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what it is. And, you know, all the, let's see, Philadelphia, Venezuela, those structures stood. But you know what? On 9/11, those were explosives of thermite.
God bless you. We're out of time. Listen, Burmese is coming up for 3 hours after me. It's on your local AM and FM. You can listen at InfoWars.com or the free iPhone system. You can listen live on that. Download it free at InfoWars.com. Banner over on the right-hand side under the listen links. It's free for your iPhone. Let's say you already listen on your iPhone or on AM or FM. Your grandma, your brother, your cousin, your son, your daughter, your boss, your employees, they've got iPhones or they've got Apple computers. Send them the link to the free application, and when the show's not live, it restreams 24/7, and we're adding podcast links to that as well. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank all our M&M affiliates, sponsors, everybody else. Great job, crew. Get out there and wake up and take on the tyranny.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.